Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 21 is coming up. Hi again, everybody. Welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate the best of blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. Well, this is show number 21, and it's the beginning of May, and it's clear now beyond a doubt that spring has sprung here in Portland, Oregon. It's a gorgeous day, and I think it's supposed to get into the 80s today, which... It's not my kind of weather, but I don't have much control over it, as my son reminded me this morning. So we're just going to have to work with it. But it is very pretty outside. It's nice to see everything waking up. So here's spring. It's going to be an interesting show today, a little shorter than some shows, but some choice blues music, as always. And I want to mention quickly, last week at the beginning of the show, I led off with some live tracks from Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager, and I was really pleased with how they turned out, and so were a number of listeners. I heard from several people who really enjoyed hearing that stuff live, and so I appreciate your feedback. And in particular, I heard from someone in Omaha, Nebraska. That's what is so cool about this podcasting thing, is that there's definitely people beyond the Portland area, beyond the Oregon area, listening to this stuff and enjoying it, which is great. So BJ in Omaha wrote to let me know that he's enjoying the program, and he really particularly appreciated the music from Curtis and Alan. And he, in fact, has known Curtis for several years and is not only a big fan, but a good friend. And so he took it as encouraging to hear Curtis playing this sizzling live show, as he put it, and a nice reminder that Curtis is doing well. And to follow up on that, I mentioned to you on the show, I think that Curtis was at the Trail's End on Saturday night with his full band. I did go out there and catch some of that evening, and it was, you know, Curtis as a duo with Alan is fantastic. Curtis fronting his full band is, you know, it's just a different kind of fantastic. And there was some great stuff to be heard there. It was great to see a bunch of people turning out and enjoying it and dancing and giving Curtis lots of good feedback and positive energy. I also had the great pleasure of running into Marilyn there, who is someone who lives in San Francisco, or at least the Bay Area. I hope I have that right. And Marilyn's an old friend of Curtis's. She came up for the show to surprise him, and she's been making comments here and there on her blog about PDX Bluescast, which is nice, and there have been some people coming over from her site to mine, and so I got a chance to meet Marilyn face-to-face and just say hi and share thoughts about Curtis. And so special hello to Marilyn and to her boyfriend Jeff Miniweather, who has played drums not only with Curtis Salgado but many, many other blues greats here in town, including Terry Robb and even DK and a bunch of others. Anyway, ramble. I'm going to start off the show with a slight change of pace, but I have played cuts in the past from a compilation CD produced by the Cascade Blues Association here in town. It's their Muddy Awards Hall of Fame tribute CD, and I've let you know in the show notes where to go and get a copy of that. They have another compilation CD, which is the result of a concert that was held, a show that was put on in 2000, and it was the Acoustic Roots and Blues Heritage Festival over at Portland Saturday Market. It happened on July 16th, 2000. And there's a CD, which is a collection of live tracks from that concert, and it's all choice stuff. I'm going to play a couple cuts from that because the CBA is offering right now a special deal on this CD and the other one, the Muddy Awards tribute CD. And so I want to let you know some of the good stuff that's on here. The best way, of course, is to let you hear it. And so we're going to kick off with a song called Black Bottom. This is by the Phantoms of Soul with Jack Cook singing out front. So here we go, Black Bottom.
Well, now it's down in Black Bottom, so they say that's where they drink good moonshine, stay drunk all day, so they say. That's where they drink good moonshine, stay drunk all day. Well, I went down to Black Bottom, I didn't go to stay down there long. Police brought me out by my right arm, so they say. That's where they drink good moonshine, stay drunk all day. Black Bottom women will make a fool about you, so they say. That's where they drink good moonshine, stay drunk all day. Black Bottom, you better put your money in your shoes. Don't these Black Bottom women give your pockets their blues, so they say. That's where they drink good moonshine, stay drunk all day.
sound like a long distance call. I hear my phone ring and it sounds like long distance call. When I picked up my receiver, sound like another mule kicking in your stall.
That's Terry Robb with Bill Rhodes on harmonica and Megan James on vocals singing Hesitation Blues. Megan is a great singer and guitarist here in town. I haven't had a chance to play her on the show yet, but this was a great opportunity. This cut, again, this comes from the CBA's Acoustic Roots and Blues Heritage Festival at the Portland Saturday Market CD. It's a long title, but that's fitting because it's a long CD full of 14 great live cuts from that event. And so you just heard Hesitation Blues from Terry Robb and Company. And before that, you heard Black Bottom from the Phantoms of Soul. That features Jack Cook up front. And Jack, I believe, has relocated to Seattle, or maybe he's been in Seattle for quite some time. But an interesting artist and somebody with a real handle on the roots of this stuff. And of course, it was appropriate that he was at this event. So I mentioned to you that the CBA is running a special deal on these CDs, and the deal is they're normally $15 to non-members, $13 to members, but they are putting these on sale from now until the supplies run out. And the sale price for each of these CDs is $5. For only $5, you get, in the case of the Muddy Awards tribute CD, you get a bunch of great studio recorded cuts from some of the, you know, top drawer artists here in town. And you've heard a taste of that CD on earlier shows here. So look that up if you haven't caught those shows. And then also for $5, you can get the Portland Saturday Market Live Acoustic Roots and Blues Heritage Festival CD with 14 cuts. And among them are the Phantoms of Soul and the Terry Robb cut that I just played. You also have got Kinzel and Hyde on there. You've got Bill Rhodes and Alan Hager, the Blues Police. Did I mention them? I don't think so. So good stuff here. And to catch those CDs, you need to go to a CBA-sponsored event where they'll have them for sale. You can go to the monthly meeting, which you just missed if you weren't there last night. It was Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month at the Melody Ballroom. You can go to CBA-sponsored events like, for example, the upcoming Journey to Memphis competition. And that is coming up Friday and Saturday night, May 13th and 14th. Man, I hope I have those dates right, but I'm pretty sure I do. And that's going to take place at Beale Street Northwest. I'll mention really quickly, I've talked about the Journey to Memphis before, but as a quick synopsis, every year the Blues Foundation in Memphis holds an international competition for blues artists, up-and-coming blues artists, and they come from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. And the way it works is regional blues societies sponsor bands to send to Memphis for the competition. And the CBA every year holds a competition because there are so many bands interested. They hold a competition to select the winning band that will go on to the competition in Memphis. And the first round of that takes place, again, in a couple weeks from now over at Beale Street Northwest on a Friday and Saturday night. So check your calendar. If I'm off on the dates, the numbers, you know, it's Friday and Saturday night right around the 13th and 14th. And I think it's like 17 bands have signed up, and so that's why they had to spread it over two nights. They each get, if I remember right, they get a half hour to play, maybe a little longer, and it couldn't be much more than that. And they're judged by hand-picked judges, and then the bands that prevail at those two nights of competition go on to play at the Waterfront Blues Festival in July, and I think it's four bands or thereabouts that are selected to play there, and then they are judged at that event, and a winning act is chosen to go on to Memphis. Why am I telling you all this? Because, for one thing, if you want to pick up your special, specially priced CBA CDs, those two nights at Beale Street Northwest would be a perfect opportunity for you to do that because they'll be available there. The other reason I'm mentioning it is because I'm about to play a couple tunes by a band that will be competing in the Journey to Memphis competition. These guys are called the Rainbirds, and I was at the Blues Association meeting last night. Alan Hager and Katie Angel opened the meeting and played just a phenomenal set of great acoustic blues. You already know how good Alan is, and Katie's a frequent collaborator on the bass and vocals, and they were followed by an electric act, Eric Hatcher and the Worker Bees, who are also apparently going to be competing at the Journey to Memphis. But I ran into Keith Richmond, who's the band leader for the Rainbirds, and Keith and I have talked on several occasions, but he had a CD handy and offered that to me, and I have listened to it, and I want to play you a couple of cuts so you can get to know the Rainbirds and go out and hear them, hopefully, either at the Journey to Memphis competition, where they'll be, or at one of their upcoming gigs. They're going to be at the Dublin Pub sometime soon. In fact, they're over at Duff's Garage tonight. I don't know if you're going to hear this podcast in time to get over there, but Saturday, June 3rd, they'll be at the Dublin Pub. Anyway, let's hear some music. And this is from the Rainbirds. And we're going to hear a song called I Got Over It.
I got over it.
Thank you.
That's Mr. Downchild by the Rainbirds. That comes from their demo CD, I guess it is. And there are three songs on the CD. I played two of them. Prior to Mr. Downchild, you heard I Got Over It. And the Rainbirds are a four-piece. They include among their members Keith Richmond, the band leader, who sings and plays bass. Troy Johnson on the guitar. I really like Troy's playing. Frank Voorhees on vocals and harmonica. And Ed Pierce on the drums. And as I mentioned, they will be at the Dublin Pub on June 3rd. And then they will also be participating in the Journey to Memphis competition. And before I go any further, let me correct myself. Sorry, I gave you out and out just ridiculous misinformation a second ago. The dates for the Journey to Memphis competition are Friday and Saturday, May 19th and May 20th. Okay, I hope you listened far enough into the podcast to hear the correct dates. And I apologize, I'm sure there were some CBA folks listening and just cringing and yelling at their iPods and their computers for me to get it right. I really apologize, but those are the correct dates now, May 19th and 20th. And there are several bands competing, some of whom you've heard on the podcast before, including the Miller Brothers, Papa Salty, the Rainbirds now, Raleigh Tussing, Walker T. Ryan, and others. So it promises to be two nights of interesting music by up-and-coming folks, and so I recommend you get the heck out there, and then while you're there, you can pick up your discounted CBA CDs, which are a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, I want to celebrate something I learned just yesterday, the 3rd, that it was D.K. Stewart's birthday. And D.K., I think, is just one of the real standout talents here in town. And on top of that, he's I say this about everybody, don't I? You're just going to have to believe me. It's true. But he's just a nice, nice guy. Great sense of humor. A great storyteller. And so roll that together with his musical talents. And I don't know, you just got quite a package. And so I know I've played DK quite recently, but I just wanted to do a little bit to celebrate his birthday with this cut. And I thought what I would do would be to feature a CD of DK's that I haven't played previously on the podcast. So this comes from his Don't Call Home CD, which came out. I can't tell you the date. I'll come back with that. But this is a real eclectic CD. It features his Stainless Steel Band, which is the band he was playing with at the time. All the tunes are original, if I'm not mistaken, including this one. And this is just a great stomping tune and features some great horn work from John Morell and Renato Caranto. So enjoy that. Here is DK Stewart with Everything's All Right. Happy birthday, DK.
One for the money, two for the show. I got to get ready. Where I go, you know why I don't worry about tomorrow, 'cause I got love. I got love. Ooh, ooh. Everything's gonna have to be alright. Don't try and hold me, put me down. I'm not your puppet, and I'm not your clown. You know I don't worry when you're not around, 'cause I got love. Well, I got love right here.
the shadows or sit in the sun. I'm out in the hallway, but I'm on the run. You know I'll be having my own little fun, 'cause I got love, I got love right here in my heart. Everything's gonna have to be all, everything's gonna have to be all, everything's gonna have to be all right, all right.
Was in the spring, yeah, one fine day, my sweetheart left me while she went.
Howlin' Wolf for you there. That is Sitting on Top of the World. That comes from Paul Jones's CD entitled All My Friends Can Sing. And singing, in fact, up front there is Paul's friend Joe Dobro. And Joe is somebody who, near as I can tell right now, has relocated out to the coast, the Oregon coast, Newport area maybe. I'm not entirely sure of that, but I see that he's playing in clubs out that direction, and it sounds from this cut that he's worth catching. Some great guitar skills and a very colorful vocal style. You also had Ron Manfredo on the bass there, and so it's just a kind of a three-piece recording there. Paul Jones on the drums, Ron Manfredo on bass, and Joe Dobro on vocals and guitar. real powerful stripped down tune there. And as I said, I've featured a couple of tunes from this CD on past shows. It's all really strong stuff. It's a very nice eclectic mix of styles. And with the concept, if there's a concept, being that there are Paul brings in a bunch of different guest vocalists, and so this is a CD that's well worth having. You've got John Kuntz on here, Steve Bradley, Norman Sylvester, D.K. Stewart, surprise, Curtis Salgado, Lloyd Jones is here. Lloyd is, of course, Paul's brother, and a bunch of great stuff. Lily Wilde, J.C. Rico, etc. So there's a link in the show notes to where you can pick up this CD. I strongly recommend you do. Prior to that cut, you heard D.K. Stewart with Everything's All Right. From his Don't Call Home CD, and that came out in 1995. I promised I'd get you that information, and there it is. And again, there's a link to where you can pick up that CD. It's a good one. Are you surprised I said that? I mean it. It really is. And of course, you can also pick up DK's more recent recording In the House, which he did with his DK4 band. So, that's it for the music this week. Sometimes I do a longer show. This is kind of what we fit in for this week. I think there's some just more continued cool stuff coming next week's show and the shows beyond. And so look forward to that. I want to direct those of you who haven't yet done this to head over to our Frapper map. That's at Frapper, FRAPPR.com. But the easy way to get there is to go to PDXBluescast.com, and you'll see a link on the right says, Where Are We? Click here for our map. Click there and you'll end up on our Frapper map, which is a way for you and me to see who's listening to the show. And just today, on May 4th, we had a new listener add himself to the map. It's Rob down in Rowlett, Texas. I could very well be mispronouncing the name of that little town. It's just outside Dallas, it looks like. And Rob says, love the show. Reminds me of a couple vacation nights spent at the Candlelight with my brother who lives there. And yeah, the Candlelight's where you can catch D.K. Stewart every Monday night, and then lots of other good stuff most other nights of the week as well. So Rob joined. Pete joined before him over in the UK there, and folks in Montana, folks in Finland, Germany, all over the place. So add yourself to the map. All you do is input your postal code, and you're on the map. And you can add a comment or not as you choose. If you want to get in touch with me in maybe a more direct way, you can go to our website, pdxbluescast.com, and you can add a comment to the blog. You'll see links to comments, and if you click those comments, there's an opportunity to add your own, as well as reading the comments that have been left for each show. If you want to send me email, just send it to letters@pdxbluescast.com, and I'll receive that. And of course, if you want to leave a message on our hotline, and why wouldn't you? The number to call is 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave a voicemail. Unless you ask me not to, I may well play it on the air. It seems like I was going to mention one other thing, but I can't think of it right now. So I love hearing from you. Please get in touch. It's great to get your feedback, and it's just great to know people are listening. So tell your friends about the show. I'd love to get as many people listening as possible. And it's time for me to make my my weekly plea for you to get out to the clubs and hear this music live. We're you know, with the show, we're trying to give you a preview of what's available out there. It's now incumbent upon you, not to sound political or anything, but it's incumbent upon you to now check the listings for this weekend and beyond, see who's playing where, and get out there and hear this music being made live. There's nothing like it. I told you I saw Curtis. I saw him twice in a week's time in two different contexts, and what amazing energy is present in those live shows. And you know it from listening to this show. There's a wealth of talent here in town, and and there's nothing like experiencing it live. So head out there, won't you, and enjoy the great music. I'll be back next week with more, and I hope you will be back too, and I hope you'll bring some friends. How about that? How's that for a deal? So until I see you next week, this is Pat McDougall, your host. Thanks very much for listening, and keep the blues alive.